Go, stand back.
This is the freedom. I'm coming to my process immigration.
Sir, what country are you from?
I'm from Winston.
So this is big and has not happened till now. Apparently, you got a lot of these white ICE vans. Basically, at the airport, the airplane, and they're already deporting a lot of these Somalian illegal immigrants. This administration is very serious, and you clearly see a lot of these individuals are now being asked to board the plane, and basically they're going to be deported. And we're seeing a lot of ICE arrests happening in places like Minnesota. And just look at this video, you clearly see that this is like a full-scale ICE operation.
Call 911! They're doing kidnapping! That's illegal! Leave him alone!
Leave him alone!
You guys are doing kidnapping! Kidnapping! This is called kidnapping! Kidnapping! This kidnapping! Call 911! Naima, call 911! Piece of work! This is called kidnapping!
There are huge arrests right now happening in Minnesota from ICE. Okay, so this lady was basically, you know, halted on the street and she was arrested by ICE. Seems like ICE agents in Minnesota are rising every single day. Like, I saw a video of a whole airplane of ICE agents landing in Minnesota. The Trump administration is not playing around. They also understand that there needs to be some sort of checks and balances when it comes to migrants. There's also needs to be some checks and balances when it comes to taxpayer money. You got $1 billion of taxpayer funds being misused and everyday Americans are basically getting scammed.
Trump just ended the protection for Somalis. The ones in Minnesota, he said it's over for them, to send them back to where they came from on his true social media. He's tired of them scamming Minnesota out of hundreds of millions of dollars. He must have heard about that Feed the Kids scam, where they said that they was feeding hundreds of thousands of kids, but they weren't. And he's tired of them terrorizing the people of Minnesota. This is Trump on his true social media. We all know that Minnesota is the home of the largest Somali community in the country. Now, we don't know how this is going to play out. We don't know if they're going to go in stealth mode and send the National Guard into Minnesota. We just don't know how he's going to implement it or if it's even legal to do.
I mean, right now, you already have an entire airplane full of ICE agents basically coming down. You already have a bunch of people right now in Minnesota that are working for a lot of this deportation stuff. You're also seeing a lot of vans basically bring a lot of the Somalis for deportation. I think this current administration, they're not playing around. They're taking things very seriously. They understand that when $1 billion is gone, it's a big deal. Right now, Minnesota's Somali community is being hit pretty hard, okay? There are like over 100,000 people in Minnesota that are Somalian. You know, a lot of them are nationals. There's also several of them that are basically doing a lot of this multi-billion dollar fraud stuff, and a lot of them are being deported.
If Ruto agrees to take the deported Somalis into Kenya, we are going to the streets. We do not want those motherfuckers in Kenya. They need to get deported to Somalia, Mogadishu, where they want to be. Ruto, you are warned. Do not try that at home. We will go to the streets.
They take interview here. They're asking me, have you been interviewed or what? I said, no, I haven't been interviewed. They said they're going to take interview. And as soon as you come, they said it's going to be hot. So they just run off. They took it off. Because of you guys, they just they didn't want you... To involve with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I get your name or do you want to give that?
My name is Ali.
Can you spell it?
A-L-I. And last name D-A-H-I-R.
Can I just start telling you've been in the country?
Excuse me?
How long have you been in the country? I'm just curious.
Telling me what? 25 years.
Yeah.
You see how fast that escalated?
Another big thing that's happening is ICE and CBD is being harassed by a lot of people in Minnesota. Apparently, there's like a tracking system that's happening that a lot of criminals are paying for it. Okay, so you already got a lot of these ICE agents in these cars being harassed, but it's not just that. For some reason and somehow, they're being tracked live time, which is alerting criminals before a lot of these agents get to the scene.
This gets bad here, man. I just don't want to be here no more. Just pray to God just. I'm just tired of you guys talking about me and just always talking shit. You guys just don't even know how to just leave me alone. I'm just so tired.
We are seeing massive amounts of deportations. Right now, ICE is in Minnesota. They're basically doing massive amounts of arrests. The Somali community is, a lot of them are pretty frightened about it. But the thing is, you have a lot of fraud rings happening. You got a lot of fraudsters. You have $1 billion of taxpayer money just being siphoned from Minnesota to overseas. You can kind of see why there's a big problem. You see why the current administration sent ICE here, because you have so much of this money just suddenly disappearing. Hundreds of millions of dollars just vanishing. Your taxpayer dollars, by the way.
So everybody's heard about the $1 billion in alleged fraud in Minnesota that Tim Walz overseen, but have you heard about Maine? That's the proper way to say Maine, by the way. It's Maine. After hearing what whistleblower Christopher Bernardini of Gateway Community Services had to say, Gateway Community Services is a nonprofit where Bernardini worked, calling himself the billing guru of the company for 7 years. Gateway Community Services, or GCS, is a nonprofit started and ran by a man named Abudali Ali, who is a Somali American. Abudali Ali is a refugee from Somalia that started this company in 2014. It's a nonprofit, and they focus on the mental health counseling and youth empowerment services. And they have billed Maine Care, which is Medicaid, over $28.8 million between 2019 and 2024. Bernardini, the whistleblower, alleges millions of dollars in fraud in Maine, specifically at Gateway Community Services, where he worked. A lot of it was through inflation of Medicaid billing through fake clients, completely unperformed services, and manipulated records. And
Minnesota becomes a third world mess with massive fraud. Trump is ordering Somali deportations and also ending the Somali Protection Program and ordering deportations. And it just seems like right now, when you have $1 billion gone, when you got fraud everywhere, you got huge fraud rings happening, kind of see why Trump is sending out like ICE to try to get under the covers with this. Something's not right. A lot of money is lost. This is one of the biggest fraud, not just in Minnesota, but like one of the biggest welfare frauds ever in U.S. history. Billions of dollars are basically being drained from the U.S. and being sent overseas.
So there's a huge scandal right now in Minnesota with the Feeding Our Future. This is where the Somalis committed large-scale fraud using a COVID-era program that was supposed to get free meals to kids. Yeah, it's all part of the Somali Wheels on Meals program, where Somali immigrants use meals to get delivered a free car. So there's this guy Abdimajid Mohammed Nur, who was one of the main ringleaders for the program. So he and his co-defendants stole more than $47 million worth of these funds, okay? And how they did it is they basically claimed that they were distributing all this food to hundreds and hundreds of kids each day. But really, the addresses they listed for the food distribution sites were just abandoned warehouses or parking lots or places where schools were already delivering free meals. So he set up this shell company, Nur Consulting LLC, which took took the funds and then redistributed them to himself and other co-defendants. And this guy is a professional scammer. This guy bought a $64,000 truck, another $35,000 car. He took a honeymoon to the Maldives, stayed in a private villa, and spent over $30,000 to purchase jewelry in Dubai. And this is the best part. He used $12,000 worth of the fraud money to obtain a fake college degree. He basically paid this company called Pay Me to Do Your Homework to take all of his classes for him. This guy really just reinvested into himself. He was feeding his future, to be fair. Then when he went to trial, he tried to bribe one of the jurors. So I guess he dropped off a package with $120,000 to the only juror of color, which turned out to be an Asian woman. See, that's where he fucked up. He mistook an Asian woman for a person of color.
According to several Minnesota state employees, Tim Watts retaliated against whistleblowers who exposed a massive welfare fraud scheme. Now reports claim that, like, an overseas terrorist organization is taking a huge chunk of these tax dollars. And you kind of see why the current administration is trying to get to the bottom of this.
These Somali scams in Minnesota don't stop. First, it was fake diagnosing kids with autism. Now they're literally leaving people out in the cold homeless. Look at this.
Asada Dow, owner of Leo Human Services, admitted in court that his company ripped off taxpayers to the tune of $2.7 million. Falsely claiming to help 250 people find housing.
How many vulnerable people did you leave sitting in a snowbank so you could line your own pockets?
It's not the first time Mr. Adao did not want to answer our questions.
People say you're not doing work, that you're billing thousands of dollars for work that's not being done.
Come on, man. I see the proper channels, man. I'm doing everything I am correctly.
Care 11 Investigates first approached the BMW driving business owner last spring as we uncovered clients' claims of forged signatures and fraudulent billing.
I did not sign his legal document.
How would you describe that $14,000 that was billed to your Medicaid?
Stephen Miller says that the Somalian fraud ring in Minnesota is like the single largest tax welfare theft ever uncovered in American history, okay? Miller says like 75% of the Somali population in Minnesota is on welfare, which he calls a likely undercount. And I don't know what's happening, but when you have $1 billion literally being sent to places like the Middle East and Somalia, something's not up, okay? We're not talking about like $1 million. We're talking about $1 billion, and says they've only really just scratched the very top of the surface of how deep this really goes.
Next Order says ICE has begun going door to door in Minneapolis, targeting Somalian illegals after a massive $1 billion fraud ring. He's got a smartphone. Where do you think he got that smartphone? You think he brought it with him from Somalia? Or you think it's an Obama phone at our expense? Actually got a truth there. These programs were robbed because they didn't have adequate guardrails. I think there's truth in that statement. But I would suggest this. The guardrails you need to protect these programs against third world predation are profoundly more massive than the guardrails you would need to protect them against first world citizens, not prone to theft and exploitation and corruption. And to me, it's just another way of saying, hey, if we're going to have these programs, they work fine with our own first world American citizens. But if we're going to bring in the third world, we have to add a lot more protections against theft. I think that's true. But I think that's an argument for not bringing in the thieves, right? That's like saying, oh, your house, you know, if you bring in more Americans into your community,